17 all, Bassett and Magna Vista after one. Bengals get the ball to start. Magna Vista raced out. They were up 16-10. One of their largest leads was actually 13-4. They jumped out to that lead, but it's all been erased. And Bassett goes baseline from the left side. Devontae Wimbush kisses it off the glass. And the Bengals have their first lead, 19-17, 20 seconds in. Quickly breaking a press, pass into the left corner, skying for three. Kellum, no. Martin the rebound for the Bengals. They're off and running. Martin trying to beat everyone he does. Scoop shot, yes, off the glass. And it's 21-17 in a quick 30-second timeout called by Magna Vista. We'll take it, 21-17, as Bassett has a four-point lead, 7:27 left in the second quarter of play.
This is high school basketball on the ESPN Southside family. 100.9 FM, ESPNSouthside.com, and 1160.
Magna Vista quickly breaking the press and a long half-court pass to JaVale Kidd from the left sideline lays it up. Bassett trying to go the other way. The Kellum to Wimbush alley-oop from the left baseline. No. Rebound Magna Vista. They push the other way. Warriors hand off top of the key. Maben had it, lost it, ball tipped. Martin scoops it up for Bassett. Martin, a 3-on-2, down to the left block. Turnaround jumper, that's too strong from Kellum. Martin tries to save it from going out of bounds. He could not. Martin tipped it twice into the left corner, but he tipped it too strong away from himself, and it is going to be Magna Vista ball. Nick Moyer to inbound for the Warriors. Moyer, Corey Kellum, JaVale Kidd, Keon Maben, and Latrell Wells on the floor for the Warriors. Trying to break the 2-2-1 Bengal press as Moyer will try to bring it up himself. Hands it off to Kellum. Kellum at the point. Right wing. Kidd squares up. Three. That's too strong. Wimbush the rebound. Wimbush will hold it and he'll hand it off to Kellum as Magna Vista, for the time being, have discarded the press. They use a half-court man now. Fed down to the left block. A ball fake as Wimbush got Latrell Wells out of position. And that's big. Wells picks up his third. He'll have to exit, and Bronte Dickerson is going to check right back in. So I doubt we see Wells the rest of the first half. It's a big blow for Magna Vista. He's the co-Piedmont District Player of the Year from last year. Devontae Wimbush at the charity stripe. First free throw is up, and too strong off the back rim. It was a line drive free throw. Tougher to get that necessary arc on it. Also, Jontario Hairston will take the place of Keon Maben on the Warrior substitution. Corey Kellum, Jontario Hairston, Nick Moyer, Bronte Dickerson, and JaVale Kidd, the Warriors on the floor. Devontae Wimbush at the line. Also, Daniel Martin, DeAndre Kellum, Justin Jones, and Cody Prilliman for Bassett. As Wimbush sinks the second free throw, it's 22-19, 6:20 to go here in the first half. Breaking the press, Moyer will dribble it down the left sideline, a handoff to Hairston. Pass over to the right wing. Kidd, 1-3, feeds right block instead. Turnaround shot strong from Dickerson. Moyer, the putback, he is uncontested. And the Warriors are within one, 22-21. Bassett, quickly, they push the tempo down the right sideline. Squaring up for three, too strong, rattled out. Martin, feed back down low as Kellum had the rebound on the right, left block, and he put it up. He could not convert. Foul on Magna Vista. And that one will be Nick Moyer's second. That is the 10th on the team. And so from here on out, the Bengals will shoot two. Kellum, free throw one. He just grazed the wrong side of the netting. And the Magna Vista fans are giving him some grief for that miss. Matt Martin back in for Bassett on the sub. For Jones, next free throw, that one's a little bit stronger, but it hit the left rim, did not drop. Dickerson, the Warrior rebound. Quickly to Kellum. Kellum has quickness, he'll work it over to the right sideline as Kidd tried to airmail it to the left block and over Bronte Dickerson's arms. That's got to be a high pass because Dickerson's 6'7", and like a lot of these Warriors, long, long arms. Martin to inbound, he'll bounce it to Prilliman down the left sideline. Prilliman works it back to center court. Kellerman meets a 2-1-2 trap, breaks it down to the toe of the foul line on the right side. Too strong. Rebound to Martin. Martin into the corner. He's being pressured by Nick Moyer. Moyer knocks it away and out of bounds, and it was last touched by Martin. Nick Moyer's defense has really frustrated Bassett here. He's gotten some rebounds thanks to his long arms and some steals. Warriors push the press from the left sideline. It is Hairston, no. Putback, Dickerson, yes, and one. Grande Dickerson from the left block gives the Warriors a one-point lead. He can add to it with the old-fashioned three-point play. 23-22, 5:20 to go first half, and that's three on DeAndre Kellum. So arguably the two Piedmont District preseason co-players of the year, Kellum and Latrell Wells, both with three fouls. As the free throw did not fall, and the referees do blow the whistle now, I don't think they got the substitutions in time. Bassett contending they did. The referees now have to discuss whether they're going to wave off the free throw and give Magna Vista another try. They missed. And allow these subs to come in or not. Quirky ruling here. So Jerome Kellum, our lead official, leads the discussion. And the verdict is there will be one more free throw, I believe. The referee saying that was his fault for not getting the players in time.
Correction on the last foul.
And the foul also goes on Cody Thrilleman. And that's big because now it's two on DeAndre Kellum instead of three, which probably nullifies the need to pull Kellum out of the game. And it does as he stays in. Bengals will inbound 23-22. Thrilleman will work it up. Warriors laying off the press. Thrilleman will break it. Thrilleman will break it across the timeline into the right wing. Martin. Martin dribbles once. Up at the point, fake to the right, going to the left. Kellum out muscling Dickerson. The shot was too strong. And the rebound goes on Bassett. And that's on Devontae Wimbush, his first.
Eight.
And so to the line for a 1-1 will go Nick Moyer. We still have 4:57 remaining in the second quarter. And both teams are in the bonus. That would be Magna Vista with 8 Bassett fouls or Bassett with 10 Warrior fouls. Moyer free throw. That is nothing but nylon. And it pushes the Warrior lead to 24-22. Moyer gets another crack at this one. Second free throw from Moyer. He releases it smoothly, and it goes in smoothly. 25-22. Moyer out. Keon Mabin in on the Warriors sub. Matt Martin to inbound for Bassett. Warriors have time to set up a press. Up 25-22. 4:57 left in the first half. Kellum will bring it up for the Bengals. No real pressure. They lay off him. Kellum down the right sideline will work it over to the left. Now at the point, Justin. About 40 feet from the bucket. Kellum will hand it left wing. Martin ball fake working against Kellum. Martin to the lane. Tries to outmuscle a shot. Kellum tipped it to Hairston. Jontario Hairston has it. Tipped out by Matt Martin to Castle. Back to Martin on the give and go. Shot, yes, off the glass. Through. 25-24. Bengals within one. Thrilleman tried to steal it, and he saved it from going out of bounds. Thrilleman to Martin. Martin in center court will hand it off now to Wimbush. Kick right corner. Three, yes, DeAndre Kellum. DeAndre Kellum pushes the Bengal lead. 27-25. 4:12 to go in the first half. Timeout Magna Vista. We'll take it with them, and we're back after this.
This is high school basketball on the ESPN Southside family. 100.9 FM, ESPNSouthside.com, and 1160 AM.
27-25, a miniature run of 5-0 from Bassett has them back in front. 27-25, this game's been littered with them. Scoring in spurts. Magna Vista trying to shift it back to them. Pass down low, right under the bucket. Dickerson could not convert. Ball tipped back. Moyer, another rebound. Kick right wing. Kidd beats Dickerson, right block. Yes, and one. Bronte Dickerson. They will count it in the foul. 27-all is our score. Dickerson to the line for a chance to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 3:51 left here in the first half. Second foul on Castle. You got 5 in high school hoops, in case you're counting. Free throw, yes. Back to a Warrior lead. It's been a seesaw affair. Magna Vista jumped out to a 13-4 advantage. And they led 16-10 before Bassett clawed back to take a 19-17 lead early in the second quarter. Bengals break the press down the left sideline. Fiddleman, yes, off the glass. 29-28, back in front. Go to the Bengals and the Warriors to inbound. Moyer will try and break the press. Moyer will dribble. He'll work from the center court over to his left. Now right. Now back to the left sideline. Hairston dribbling, playing tightrope with a half-court stripe. Was clear. Pass right corner. Kid three. Rims in and out. Justin Jones, the Bengal rebound. Jones to Martin down the right sideline as he brings it across half court. Martin works to the right wing. Kick right corner. Martin to three. Yes. From Daniel Martin to Matt Martin. 32-28, Bengal lead is 4, 3:04 to go in the first half. Down the left sideline, it's Hairston trying to work it, gets it to Kellum, right down the left sideline himself. Kellum to the left block, Dickerson went toward the bucket, Kellum threw it back toward the block. Miscommunication, that will cost the Warriors. That for Magna Vista is their 7th turnover of the night. And a pass down low as it is Kellum. Kellum will work it off the left block. No, ball tipped. Nick Moyer the rebound. Two players fighting for it. I think it's a reach in on Matt Martin. He points to the referees like, huh, what, who, me? But that is his second. It is the 10th team foul. So two free throws await. Nick Moyer.
22 for Magna Vista. Number 5, Nick Moyer.
I think the presence of Hairston and Kellum in the lineup have helped stabilize things for Magna Vista, but they've really trusted Nick Moyer to bring the ball up a lot. I think the ultimate calming influence has been Moyer. He's gotten to loose balls. He's had good rebounds, physical rebounds to define what good means. As Moyer does not convert his first free throw, is a little too strong and the liner popped off the right side of the rim and did not fall. Substitution, Wimbush takes the place of Matt Martin for Bassett. Devontae Wimbush, Cody Prilliman, Daniel Martin, Justin Jones, and DeAndre Kellum on the floor. Nick Moyer's second free throw is on point, 32-29, 2:41 to go in the first half. Moyer will exit, and Maben will re-enter for him. Kellum will bring it up for Bassett. They'll face a 1-3-1 zone from Magna Vista. They work it over to the left sideline. It's Prilliman up top. Kellum just to the right of the point. No. Too strong on the three. Justin Jones the rebound. Put back strong. Kidd with it. Kidd works it out of traffic down the sideline. And he was looking for Maben off the cut from the right wing. And Cody Prilliman kicked it out of bounds. It'll give Bassett a chance to reset defensively. In for Bassett. Vashti Brown is first action of the night for him. Kellum to the bench on the Warrior, the Bengal sub. Into the right corner, Kidd spots up three. It's too strong. Another miss for Kidd. He's yet to convert from beyond the arc. Kellum the rebound, Prilliman. Prilliman back up top to Martin. Top of the key, back to Prilliman just to the left. Too short on the three. Ball tip, Jones the rebound. Up top, Wimbush from the point. Three, that's too strong. No. Dickerson tips, tries to save it. Pops it back to Brown. And the Bengals get a third chance bucket. You can't keep giving anyone chances like that. It's a five-point lead. Bringing it across the timeline. Moyer from the right side. It's Kidd. Kidd to Dickerson. Left block. Had it. Push off on Bassett. Dickerson's a little mad at himself because he felt like he could have still had good position to get an and one. Instead, he'll go to the line for a missed shot. And Bronte Dickerson, two free throws after the foul, goes against Devontae Wimbush. Dickerson's first free throw pops off the right side of the rim. It doesn't fall. 34-29. Bengal lead is 5 inside of 2 minutes, which lets us remind you life doesn't give you a 2-minute warning. Therefore, life insurance with State Farm agent Kelly Witt, a good idea. On the way to Magna Vista High School in Ridgeway and at 276-956-1200. Like a good neighbor, Kelly Witt and State Farm are there. Dickerson did convert his second free throw, 34-30. Kellum back in for Bassett. He brings it right down the middle of the floor. He'll hand it off to Jones. Too strong on the jumper from the foul line. Ball pops into Kidd's arms. Kidd hands it off to Hairston. Hairston to Kellum. Long air ball three from the left corner. And Kellum the rebound for Bassett. A handoff to Prilliman. Prilliman down the left sideline. Works it to the point. Prilliman a spin move. right baseline. Wimbush launches a long two from 17. And Devonte Wimbush pushes the Bengal lead to its largest, 36-30. 1 minute left here in the first half. Breaking the press, Kidd to Kellum. Kellum from the left block will hand it off up top to Harris, to Dickerson. Count it and one. Ferrante Dickerson makes it 36-32.
Fouls on number two.
56.5 to go here in the first half. And Dickerson will connect his only free throw attempt. 36-33. Bingo lead is three and 50 seconds left in the first half. Kevin Johnson asking his team to pressure the ball. They do, so Prilliman drives to the lane, too strong. Dickerson the rebound, hands it off to Hairston, right sideline, feeding Kellum down low. Behind the back pass to Dickerson, fakes out Wimbush and then puts it off the glass to make it 36-35. Warriors back to within one in the seesaw affair. 26-25 with 24. Kellum will hand it off to Prilliman. Bingo's going to hold for the last shot. We have no shot clock in high school hoops. Prilliman will hold it left wing, and he's looking for Kellum. Finally gets him. About 45 feet from the bucket, just inside the timeline. Kellum with eight. Kellum now with seven. Got to make a move. Right wing with six. Kick out right wing. Prilliman with three. Three is airballed. No. And it pops out of bounds. And with 0.8 left, Magna Vista will have a chance for a catch and shoot as the Warrior fans taunt the Cody Prilliman airball. Kellum to inbound. And we'll see what his option is. It's going to be just a quick catch and release off the inbound. He gets it to Kidd, dribbles once, launches a three, half quarter, and it's airballed. So at intermission, it's 36-35. Bengals have the advantage despite starting off in a 13-4 hole. We'll have the second half in a bit, but our Ashbrook Audiology and Hearing Aid halftime report comes your way after this.